To win at Westminster, a dog must adhere to the standards set for the breed, so Carly was judged a more ideal German Shorthaired than Betsy was, an ideal Welsh Corgi. The matter of these ideal types appealed to Day to Day's Mike Pesca, who went to the dog show and brought back this report.
The view from inside Madison Square Garden was a silvery fawn sky for nearly as far as the eye could see. Skye, full name Red Gates Quiet Skye, is a Mastiff, the heaviest of all dog breeds. She was splayed on the floor, a benevolent, panting area rug, who was being tended to by Dana Muller of Colorado.
And so tell me, what makes her beautiful in your mind?
Just pretty to look at. Some of them are a little doggy. She's very pretty to look at.
What does that mean, doggy?
Their face, lots of wrinkles. She's very clean.
So, for a Mastiff, being too doggy is a bad thing. Like your sushi being too fishy, but not like a man being too manly. Okay. In Skye's case, too doggy meant too wrinkly. But in the case of another dog named Skye, a Sharpei owned by Patricia Parmuck, wrinkles were permissible, even prized.
The dog is known for its very wrinkly face. What are they looking for in terms of the wrinkles on the face?
Nothing.
Yeah.
That has nothing pertaining to as far as judging the dog. As if he's wrinkled or not, it doesn't make any difference.
Why are wrinkles on one dog ugly and on another pretty? Well, that's because the definition of a Sharpei is it can be wrinkly. This whole business of a set of objective standards, sometimes as narrowly defined as a specific ratio between head and chest, for instance, is absurd when trying to ascertain the beauty of an object or a dog, says University of Pennsylvania Humanities professor Wendy Steiner.
So often we're so used to thinking that beauty is just, you know, something that you can, you know, tick off a series of characteristics that are just there or not there. And instead, it's something extremely personal, and it has as much to do with the person looking as it has to do with the thing being seen or the person finding beautiful as the person found beautiful.
Steiner is the author of Venus in Exile, a book that looks at the value of beauty. She thinks about aesthetics, the branch of philosophy concerned with the meaning of beauty. On the issue of dog shows, she is coolly detached.
Dogs leave me cold. I have no interest in dogs.
Steiner says, as do the organizers of the dog show, that what's going on there isn't just a beauty contest. Because for a dog to be considered ideal, it has to look not just pretty, but like it can perform its function. For instance, Melissa Schumann's Chesapeake Bay Retriever Haas won Best in Breed because Haas looks like the type of dog who can perform all the Chesapeake Retriever tasks.
You should keep in mind in any breed, when you're judging, you know, what the dog was intended to do. And that, you know, and when you're buying a dog, especially for the public, you should research and know what the dog genetically is programmed to do, what they've been bred to do throughout the years, and that makes a big difference.
But my point is, it seems here that a judge has to keep in mind he was bred to hunt and to catch ducks.
Right.
But you're kind of looking at the dog, imagining what his looks tell you about that function, as opposed to just seeing him do that function.
Right, and that's what they have to picture. I mean, that's another thing that's difficult. A lot of head going on in your head is, you know, can the dog do what it was bred to do? Can this dog, like with the Chesapeakes, they're bred to work all day, every day, day in, day out for years, not just one or two days in a row. And you want a dog that's physically fit, that looks like it could go all day.
This actually isn't so different from how we value human beauty. What makes people aesthetically pleasing to each other stems from the same thing that makes a Chesapeake Bay Retriever attractive. We like people who look like they can do what they're supposed to do. Wendy Steiner says the current thinking is that for men looking at women, they're judging based on how well that woman looks like she can reproduce.
But when you think about women and the way that their beauty is judged, I mean, there are a lot of scientists who think about evolutionary psychology tell us that what constitutes female beauty is aptness for bearing children and attractiveness to get you to the point where you're ready to bear children and so on. And so pink cheeks and regular features are all signs of health.
The idea of a universal form of attractiveness is hotly debated. In the past few decades, at least American society has gotten a little beyond a strict definition of female beauty that includes the measurement 36, 24, 36. But the reason those numbers even became iconic stems from an impulse on display at the dog show. We do like to quantify things. With a person, it's a specific hip-to-waist ratio. With a Sharpei, it's a leg-to-body ratio. Sharpeis are supposed to be essentially square. Patricia Parmuck says that squareness is the ideal for the Sharpei because that's what the rules say.
Now, do you agree that these are the squareness of the Sharpei, for instance? That appeals to you, or you just know it's the standard of the breed?
That's part of the standard.
But do you agree with that, I guess my
question.
Yes,
I do.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
What makes you think that that is how a Shar Pei should look?
That's the way we made up our standard for the dog, sure. So that's the way it's supposed to be. And AKC approved the standard, so that's the way it goes.
Columbia University Professor Emeritus Arthur Danto, who's written several influential books on aesthetics, is also the owner of a Springer Spaniel named Tip. People would always tell him that he should show Tip, but when Danto went down to the dog show, he didn't like what he saw. It struck him, he writes, if we think of beauty in dogs as we do in artworks, there would be no dog shows. Imagine an exhibition of works of art judged by the way dog shows are judged. There are no rules in art, but dog shows are nothing but the application of rules. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.